I slipped into the leather bucket seat, thinking nothing about it. I quickly pushed 6 buttons. I pushed the engine start button, the heated seat button, my wife's heated seat, the heated steering wheel button, the radio, and then I opened the garage door. So much work. And then it hit me. How pampered and lazy I've become, taking conveniences for granted, all these wonderful blessings. A similar thought had passed through my mind earlier in the week when the outside temperature was in the 20s and I turned up the thermostat by 1 degree. Retired now, I remembered when it wasn't quite that easy. I used to cut wood for warmth. Gathering wood is work. Wood warms you about 5 times. Once when you cut it, secondly when you load it in your pickup, then unload it, and finally when you later drag it into your fire. Oh, and then you're warmed when it burns. In the golden days, not that very long ago, I remember visiting my grand aunt and grand uncle in northwest Missouri in the dead of winter. They owned a fancy horsehair sofa in the parlor, where you couldn't go, and a heat stove in the living room. The ornate heat stove made that room the only warm place in the entire house. In fact, you'd burn up in there and freeze everywhere else. I slept upstairs under several blankets. In the morning, one could find frost on the inside of the single-pane window. Talk about cold! But that was just the way it was. First one up brought in wood from next to the outhouse. Sometimes it'd be a difficult decision, address a full bladder in the frigid, cold outhouse, or build a fire in the cold indoors. But don't stop there. There needs to be a fire in the cook stove in the kitchen. Everyone's hungry. Aunt B knew exactly how much wood to make the fire just hot enough. Her only control was how much wood and what kind. Aunt B was 69 back then. Uncle Homer was 73. They chopped wood and hauled water, taking it all in stride. Me? I push buttons. I love listening to Dad talk about these convenience-free golden days of old. Hungry? Well, there was no such thing as rushing to town for a quick cheeseburger or a pizza. It was a time-consuming process preparing meals. And don't forget the cleanup. Boiling water for a dishpan with lye soap, if you had the lye soap. You made it too, of course. And sickness? Dad tells me that Grandma Virgie, Dad's mom, was a whiz at medications. Actually, in rural Arkansas in the 30s, they really weren't medications as one would think today. They were, in fact, leaves, tree bark or roots, and oils. Grandma knew just what leaf or vine to chop and boil for which ailment. Kerosene was good for just about whatever ailed you. You'd place a cap full on a spoonful of sugar for a sore throat and poured straight on a cut. Castor oil was a good springtime clean-out drink. Grandpa once used a big wad of axle grease on a large cut on his arm. That was doctoring back then. My parents offer me a window into a different time and era. Listening to the way it was opens my eyes a little wider. I need these remembrances. Once that generation is gone, the conduit to the way it was will be broken. We'll become a tad more ungrateful, spoiled, and demanding of our present-day conveniences. It's easy to forget what it was like just 100 years ago. You hungry? Head out to the smokehouse, where a little fire would be smoking a lot of meat. Some sugar-cured, some salt-cured. Then drop by the cellar for some canned green beans, and while you're there, grab a rutabaga. Of course, Mom says meat was served only on occasion. Each Sunday, she and her mom and dad would walk across town to her grandparents for Sunday dinner. Her grandma would kill a chicken in her backyard, if she had a chicken, wring its neck, dress it, and skillet fry it, if it was a young chicken, and Mom would get the wing. Of course, the meatier pieces went to the adults. An old chicken meant chicken and dumplings. It all took work and time. But for me, I push buttons. Did I tell you the power went out last night here? It was out for 3.5 hours. I missed my favorite TV show. Had to light candles. and push a button on my gas logs for warmth. We had to rough it. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.